Winter, I love this time. February last year, I found a nice group of teenagers. With them, I feel comfortable. The only place where I feel true to myself. This place is hard to describe in words. Also, if you went there, it doesn't mean you will get it. But Kova may accept you, or may not. Sometimes it may look like this place is alive. It could be a fun place with some punk gods, new subculture, this place where there for tens of years. I am so glad that I am part of this place. Also, sometimes there are older people who don't understand, just angry because of loud music. Some of them are better and have a quick talk with us. Snow. That's why I enjoyed the winter. Mainly there are people 14, 17 years old. But we play as the children in the snow, slide down or just play snowballs. Every Monday I have fun with my classmates. I can't say that we are a big group of friends, but we still have a pretty good time together. I'm in year 9 and I have almost finished school. I still don't feel like I'm an adult. My big dream is a prom. It is not really a big celebration for someone. For me, it is important to be at prom. We don't have a big celebration, just some letters about it at school and some rest time with classmates. I love old traditions. We call it last bell. Few more months I will go to get a vet education in college. I dream about it for years. Many times I imagine myself future as student in college. I feel as if I know where my place in life was. It makes me feel alive in all small things. But still I'm excited about weekends. I can again see my friends at Podkova. I travel from all over to Kyiv to get there. And some of them travel from my small towns. I love to go home when there is just snow around and tall buildings. It's the most beautiful time for me, feeling how snow cracked under my legs. I almost forgot to tell you about my family. We are not really close with them. We are not the perfect family, which is fine. We love each other. Every new year we spend together, maybe for someone it's boring because they may want to spend this time with their friends. I'm a simple person who loves to see my cousins, their friends, my grandparents. School. Do you enjoy the school? I do sometimes. So let's start from the morning. Regular morning when you wake up, have a bath, brush your teeth, get dressed. Simple, boring, common. When I left my house, I called Lena. Today is a happy day and I will meet her before school. Now I do have a mission to get into my friend Ira's house because she is lazy. Her neighbors already know me, so I get inside the house easily. Then I go to her floor in this apartment and knock. Usually her mom or grandmom opens the door. Today was her mom. It is usually to see me in the morning when I cross the threshold with displayed face waiting for Ira. Finally, Ira is ready. I don't listen to her and she asks for 5 more minutes because she needs to have more makeup on her face. Enough for that, I think. I grab with her hand and we walk in to meet Lena in front of supermarket. Finally, I hug Lena and cry. We have been friends for 8 years. Why did it take so long to wait here? I thought I was gonna die until it happens. Lena didn't reply but nodded. I noticed that she understood my pain better than any other person. Friday was a nice time. We had less periods than usual. I grabbed my friends and we went to the store next to the school. I was bored so I decided to go her home to help her to make her new nails, but I'm tired after a few hours and went home. Saturday, I woke up earlier than usual, so I went to Podkova, which is on Pachyna metro station. But something was making special. It was summer. Sometimes I prefer summer to winter. Here you may find a huge flea market. In summer holidays, I pretty often there. Some sellers already know me. Spending time there by searching some interesting stuff is definitely a good idea. We were wandering around and met some other our friends. They were looking for some antique rings. But something destroyed this peaceful place. Whatever, around getting colder and it was starting to get windy. The sky was no longer soft blue and it covered with dark clouds and it as if someone had lit a fire to overshadow it. It was not difficult to guess what is happening. It seems to me that for everyone outside it obvious. Anyway, we have a story about real life, so there we should not expect anything magic unicorn. The rain. I was running because of the rain. I was not really afraid of it. So I go to the metro station as fast as I can could run ever. Honestly, it didn't save me. Every street from my clothing got wet. I looked at my friend and definitely her clothing was the same. How sad it makes me laugh. We didn't have any major problems at this moment, just wet clothing. When we under the sun, they will dry fast. Rain and wind gave us a new hairstyle. We caught a metro train and go to the Pashto Square. I can't write anymore. If you ask why I love Podkova, I could list a lot of reasons. The main reasons it made me a person. When I first time went to Podkova, I had cultural shock, but now I enjoy it. Before, I was scared to show my personality in this way. There were so many people who looked unusual and scary. What gonna happen today? We're seeking and at the Podkova with my friends, how we spent time when we were just starting to be friends. It was something like one summer, 2021. When I woke up, I met some of my friends Lena and Ira because we were almost neighbors. Firstly, we went to the Silpo. It's just a supermarket, but we must get some refreshing drinks. Middle of the summer, I feel like I'm melting. Then we met other friends who live close to us. We have one spot where we usually spend time. Nothing special, however, it's always more important who and where you are. This summer kill us, and Sasha has no idea how to save our lives. We trust her. So after a while we went to a place that looked like a forest. It's not so bad, I hope. Christina will start. At least I know where we're gonna be, she muttered. Almost there, said Sasha. Finally, could see something else except trees. It is a river. And like a small bench there. But sad news, they don't have a blanket and towels. Do you think it's gonna stop my friend and they will not go swimming? If yes, you were wrong. I thought they went their feet to refresh up, but I was so wrong. In some moments, seems that they were trying to somber each other headlong into the water. My life is pretty average, and I'm happy with it. I don't look like I need more as just a girl who is 15. The day I lay in my bed and was tired to sleep. Tomorrow it's gonna be Tuesday. I need to go to school. Just a normal day. Darkness swallowed me. Why? I don't wake up in this morning. It was not me. It was not my life. Time. Around 5 a.m. I heard something. I thought it's children played with fire flakes. Unfortunately, it was a... I heard my mom cry in the bathroom. I feel nothing. I can't understand what's going on. I take my phone to understand anything. I say a message. Amina, we won't meet on this weekend. The war was begun. I almost went to the I'm lost. I went to the bathroom to check on my mom. Is she fine? She called her sister and our family. I feel nothing, maybe just a crack inside my son. We called my father and asked him to take us to our grandparents. He arrived and then left. I spent time with my mother in basement of school nearby. They wrote on the internet that there were attack marks on the school roof. This is how schools and hospitals are destroyed. Saying that they're unsafe for terrorism country. This is a genocide of Ukrainians and I don't want to be silent. I never returned to my apartments. I'm grateful that my family is alive. But now many people have been killed, children, civilians. Why? My life in Ukraine ruined. What is my fault? What was the fault of the children in Mariupol, Bakhmut, in any occupied city where they killed and raped? I can never forgive this.